Tuesday, March 11th. My first lesson went really well yesterday. My teacher said I was a talented singer and a quick learner. Squee! Anyway, I was watching the movie The Karate Kid last night and thought, wow, I wish I could do that. By that, I mean karate. Although the hero's first kiss was one of my favorite scenes, too. I love being the fierce, fabulous, and feisty karate chick every girl wants to be and every guy wants to be with. Mackenzie would never mess with me again. And Brandon would totally ask me to be his girlfriend. Hey, he'd be scared to death not to, because I could punch his lights out. Just kidding. Today, the camera crew followed me to my gym class. Like the world needed to see me get slammed in the face again playing dodgeball. Anyway, as the old saying goes, be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. Our teacher made a big announcement about our next activity. Okay, class, listen up. Exciting news. This month, we're going to be learning self-defense and martial arts. Please line up to pick up your equipment. Then she gave everyone a karate uniform called a gi. It came with a white belt since we were all beginners. Chloe, Zoe, and I couldn't wait to put them on. Of course, we looked awesome, like real, live girls in, karate uniforms. Chloe came up with the crazy idea that we should work super hard in class and earn our black belts by the end of the month. Then we can start a secret crime-fighting team called the Dorky Defenders. She said that superheroes lead very romantic lives when villains aren't trying to kill them. After hearing that little detail, I wasn't exactly sold on the superhero lifestyle. Having to deal with Mackenzie is quite enough drama, thank you. I don't need any more villains sabotaging my life. And speaking of sabotage, Mackenzie sashayed over and started hogging the camera. OMG, she looked like a hot mess. She was dressed in a pastel pink gi that was trimmed with ruffles and blinged out with rhinestones. She had a matching monogrammed headband, pink platform shoes, and a shiny white leather belt. It was quite obvious her nosy BFF, Jessica, who works in the office, had given her some inside information about our karate section and gym. And get this. She dusted her face and hands with pink shimmery glitter so she twinkled under the gym lights as she moved across the floor. Kiai! She screamed at the top of her lungs. I was so startled by her sudden outburst that I peed my pants. Well, almost. What are you people staring at? Mackenzie snarled. Did you actually think I'd wear that hideous karate uniform? Not only is it three sizes too big, but the crotch of the pants hangs below your knees. Sorry, but you are all going to look like you've pooped your pants. Mackenzie's such a spoiled diva, Zoe whisper giggled. Someone needs to yin her yang. Can you say sparkly pink disaster? Chloe laughed so hard she was snorting. Okay, class, that's enough. Please settle down, our teacher scolded. Our school has teamed up with a local karate school to add martial arts to our fitness program. So for the rest of the month, this class will be taught by an outside instructor who is an expert in the field. He'll be joining us tomorrow. I expect everyone to be courteous, respectful, and on their best behavior at all times. Understood? The entire class nodded, except Mackenzie. She was sitting with her eyes closed in a deep, tranquil meditation, or taking a little nap. Personally, I think she was just showing off for the camera. That girl is such a drama queen. Anyway, I think I'm really going to enjoy my martial arts class. My new black belt will look really cute with my black leather boots. I mean, how hard could it be?